Hey, you guys, welcome to Lou and Lex Situations. I'm Lex.
And I'm Lou.
How was your week, Lou?
Pretty chill week. Mother's Day weekend, crazy shit going on. EDC weekend next weekend.
Yeesh.
Getting, you know, beat on at work. But yeah, still just keeping my head up, pushing through, handling my business, watching the NBA playoffs. It's been a little bittersweet. No Lakers, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little bit easier to watch when you don't have a team to root for, so.
I would assume it would be. Yeah.
So, let's just chill right now. But how was your week?
My week was good. I just realized my drink is, my glass is empty.
Oh.
So.
And scene.
Hold on, you guys. Let me go fill this motherfucker up real quick.
Brief intermission.
Okay, y'all. I am back. My drink has been filled. So has Lou's.
Intermission is over.
Intermission is over. But yeah, so my week was good. Mother's Day was good. I wish my children would see. Sometimes I just want to be alone. But other than that, I mean, it was good. And I started celebrating on Friday, and I got the best gifts, so that was all good. Can't disclose them online, but...
So, a mother on Mother's Day don't really want to be a mother.
Why the fuck would I want to have to cook for all these fucking kids and grandchildren and all that kind of... No, I don't want to do any of that. I just want to be by myself.
Wait, you was cooking?
I never get to be alone. I had to make breakfast. Yes, because my oldest came over there talking about, well, I thought you ate.
Well, I would have ate if you would have brought me my pancakes.
Yeah, bring me what you eating. What you feed your kids this morning. Bring me some of that. I probably don't want it, but.
Yeah.
The thought is what counts. But my daughter did do me up real good on Friday. She gave me my gift before she left. And it was a really good one.
That's
and
good.
My little ones, I just had to remind them that it was Mother's Day, and they said Happy Mother's Day. So everything was good. I'll get my son, or my daughter will get him in for next year, because this cannot happen again.
This I would is rather the first be and last
alone than have fucking five people in my fucking house.
Yeah.
On Mother's Day.
Right.
But that is what it is. Anyways, you guys, let's go ahead and hop into our situation for the week. Remember, we're recording on Monday, so.
What is the issue?
No, it's no issue. I hired, right? So we hired, like, I don't remember how many people. But anyways, so tomorrow I officially start my training, and I went in my boss's office. I'm like, hey, dude, I need to leave early tomorrow. He's like, okay, do the trainees have stuff to do? I'm like, yeah, that'll be fine. And he's like, okay, it's fine. I was like, do you think anybody's going to be a side eye because I'm leaving early? And he's like, it's only 30 minutes. And I'm like, okay, good, because I need to look good in this dress, and I have to go do all kinds of stuff to look good in this dress. Mm-mm. I'm going to dinner tomorrow. Anyways, but yeah, that is what it is. Let's go ahead and hop into our situation for the night. What is it?
Situation for the night is when you go to a festival or a concert that is outside and the weather drastically changes, whether it's rain, snow, fucking hot ass fucking heat pouring out.
Oh,
and
humidity?
Next thing you know, your gosh, whole damn fucking shirt is soaking wet, whatever the fuck it may be. What do you do? Do you leave? Do you stay? You just be thinking like, damn, I wish this did not happen.
That, the artist that you went to go see has not yet performed.
Bruh, don't let me go fucking see somebody and the artist don't come out because it was raining.
Okay, no. I'm not talking about that. That's all bad. And it's so totally on the artist, because if the fans are willing to stay in the rain, don't you need to stay in the rain with them?
Bitch, how you not going to perform? You on the stage.
Yeah, there's probably a cover.
Yeah, you ain't finna get fucking wet and shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does, but a motherfucker will still be like, I ain't going out there.
It's raining. I can't. Fuck you. Bring your fucking ass out. Take care of your fucking fans. Be there for them.
Bitch, run around the stage, trip and fall, fix your fucking wig after you fall, like,
wig,
and get back to it. Well, that's if it's a
who is wearing wigs?
Maybe a female artist, like Doja Cat or somebody.
Oh, she might be wearing a wig. Yeah, that's true. Okay. I can't think of anyone else, though.
Who was wearing a wig?
Who's wearing a wig? No, I cannot.
Shit, Cardi B gonna be wearing a wig. Shit.
Really?
I think so. Or maybe a...
I think extensions.
Maybe extensions.
Yeah, not a wig.
A whole wig.
Yeah, I don't think she...
Shit, Doja hair is short, so she gotta wear that motherfucking wig.
I feel like
shit.
She keeps cutting on her own accord, so whatever she wants to do. But, yeah.
I like her hair short.
I don't know. Yeah. I like her.
You're on the fence, huh?
I'm not really a fan of her hair because I've never liked it. She be looking crazy with the hair. It be coming out looking crazy. And I'm like,
what about the eyebrows?
Does she have eyebrows?
Oh, damn. Is there no eyebrows?
I don't think there are eyebrows. I think they're drawn on.
Oh, they're drawn.
I think so. I'm thinking they're drawn on.
Probably. I would go see her ass, though, and I'm definitely standing in that rain.
I would see Doja Cat. Yeah. I like her so much, and I love that she's a Gemini like me. So, I mean, whatever crazy shit she wants to come up with that day, I'm all for it. I've literally not been in a situation where I've been able to get Doja Cat tickets for anything. I don't know if she's ever come out here.
She's came out here.
I don't remember when.
I just think sometimes we just don't see shit.
A lot of times we don't see shit.
It's like when we went to see Lil Wayne. I felt like it was all last minute. I was like, damn, how did I not already know about this?
Really?
Not when we went to see him when we went to San Diego, but when we went
This last time.
When we did the Shaq Funhouse thing. Yeah.
No, I agree.
That was very last minute.
He's
like,
actually going to be at, and this is what kind of throws me. I don't know if he really going to be there or not. But he's supposed to be at the Chicago or the Illinois State Fair.
That you're going to?
No, I haven't. The tickets just went on sale maybe Friday.
Oh, you're talking about a different fair.
What are you talking about?
Because you were telling me about a fair earlier, a Vegan Fest fair.
Oh, Vegandale? No. That's two chains.
Oh, okay.
But Lil Wayne is supposed to be at the State Fair in Illinois. So I was thinking about going, but I'm just like, will he really show up to a state fair?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he got standards, too.
The probability of that happening is so not likely.
Probably.
In my eyes. But I will be kicking myself in the ass if I don't show up.
Yeah.
And he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what's going to happen, because if I don't show up, he's going to show up. And I'll be like, fuck this motherfucker. But I already said I wasn't going to see him anymore in concert because the way he treated us the last time.
Yeah.
At fucking Shat's Funhouse. And I'm just like, I don't know about that. You guys, it was raining.
It started raining, you guys.
It was raining all day. So we kind of knew it was probably going to rain. But we stayed in the fucking rain for 2 extra fucking hours thinking that he was going to come and put on an amazing show, Lil Wayne.
Yeah. And we heard him. We didn't see him. He was in the club while it was outside raining.
I don't know where he was, honestly.
It was just I don't know if anybody, I mean, I'm sure you guys probably don't really know how Shaq's Funhouse is set up, but it has a whole open stage. And then there's another part of the stage where you can see in the club, because it's hooked up to a club as well.
Yeah, but this is just the one for Vegas at that place, because it's a pop-up thing. Yeah.
But
we're at excess.
But it was just fucking raining. I just remember
it was so disappointing.
It was just wet. We just met so many crazy ass Wayne fans us.
Oh, we met okay, the turnout from the crowd was good.
Yeah.
But Wayne, I feel like he always says he ain't shit without us, but then he be treating us like shit. And it's just like, dude, this is not a relationship that I want to be in. It's very toxic.
Yeah.
You know, I would rather be on the receiving
end. You're not doing what you said you were going to do.
No, you're not holding up your end of the bargain. I love you to death, Wayne, But you're going to have to come through for us a little bit more than you have been, okay? If we come out to a concert, motherfucker, we want to at least see you there.
Yeah.
We got to see your face.
Not only that, like, he was late. Like, boy, oh, your ass stay late.
My God.
Show up. Nigga, motherfucker, leave the venue 20, 30, 40, two hours early, okay, to please go to the venue.
Please.
Because you always in traffic. Your ass always got a stomach ache.
Please.
I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, no, it sucks. It sucks.
But when you really love an artist, you guys, you're going to stand in that rain. You're going to stand in that. I mean, that shit, honestly, I'm glad it was raining. I would not have wanted to stand in like blazing fucking heat. I might have really been testing some shit right there. Mm-hmm. And a bitch probably would have got into a fight or some shit.
That's true.
Because we all in fucking heat.
That heat be getting you.
And you be ready to fucking fight and shit. So I'm just glad it was fucking rain.
No, I agree.
Shit just be bullshit sometimes. But when you really love somebody, you gonna do, like, you really love an artist, you gonna do whatever the fuck to go see them. Like,
no, I agree. And honestly, the only artist that I really give a fuck about is Lil Wayne. So
yeah,
I mean, I haven't been any, I went to go see Chris Brown, but I took my bestie because she loves her some Chris Brown. So I did that for her. I've been to see Bobby Valentino, which I loved his performance. It was so good. I've seen a few different artists and things like that. However, the one that I'm willing to pay some top dollar for is that Lil Wayne. And I can't say that after the last visit that I would pay top dollar to see him, because he shitted on us so bad in San Diego.
Yeah.
What if I had to go to work the next day and I wasn't able to stay there another day?
I don't know, bro. Everything with you is a little sketchy sometimes.
Me?
No, Wayne.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. I mean, but damn, Wayne, can't you just act right?
It'd be different if I paid $70 for the tickets. Okay.
Okay, yeah. If I pay $70 for a ticket, who gives a fuck?
If you don't come, nigga, whatever. You don't come. Yeah. Like, whatever. I mean, what was I expecting? I went out and had a night on the town. Like, yeah.
All right, and I spent $70.
But bitch, we be paying a top dollar for your shit, and your ass be bullshit.
Because we always get the VIP package. We always get the fucking VIP package. So I mean, maybe that's where we're shitting on ourselves. But if we didn't even have the memorabilia, would it be worth it?
Hold on, though. They do need to be a little bit better with them VIP packages. Them VIP packages be all over the fucking place.
Girl, they gave us skate wheels with no skateboard. Why didn't they just give us a whole fucking skateboard? Like, you could have kept all this other shit, bitch, and gave me a fucking skateboard.
What I paid for these fucking tickets, you could have put the whole goddamn skateboard together and I could have skated out this bitch. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Can I say it twice? Okay. But no, I'm serious. Like, we literally got a fanny pack. This is the last one. The last one was better than the first one. We got tattoos on the first one. But the second one was literally like a fanny pack, skateboard wheels,
and it was a
key to the city.
Yep, and it was a poster of him that he signed.
Yeah.
So.
But I did make a skateboard, and I couldn't wait to do it. As soon as I saw I had skateboard wheels, I'm like, let me just make me a fucking Wayne fucking skateboard.
She made herself a custom skateboard.
If you guys haven't seen it, I will post it on whenever we drop this.
You've already posted it. It's on
Lou and Lex?
It's on Lou and Lex Instagram.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it was last year, so it should be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, check out the skateboard. That's the skateboard I made. And the bottom of it, it glows in the dark. So, you know, we're all aliens.
So, you
here.
Know what that means? It's lit.
Oh, it is lit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. But yeah, we're all aliens. So on the bottom of it, it has alien shit under there. Because, you know, that was his thing for a while. I still kind of feel like he feels that. And I totally do. Nobody gets me. Nobody. But yeah.
Mr. Wheezy, phone home.
No, excuse me. Sorry. Bitch, when are we getting our streaming together? ASAP. Motherfuckers is waiting.
You guys, just hang on with us. Bear with us. I know you've been bearing with us every fucking
podcast.
But I'm telling you right now, Lou and Lex is working hard. We're going to get shit done. And we'll see you guys soon on the big screen. I ain't talking about the fucking movie theater.
Ma'am, no one thinks you're talking about the movie theater. Calm down.
But my new movie will be out in theaters in a week. It's called Lou and Lex Situations.
Do you guys think, like, these bitches is crazy? Do you ever think that? Or do you just be like, oh, they just drunk? But I just want you guys to know, and I'm going on a little rant right now. I am literally fucking out there. Sometimes I have to bring my mind back because it's just gone out too far. Just wheel it back in, bitch. Wheel it back in. Because the kinds of things that I think about are just so fucking out there and all over the place. You guys, I'm not drinking Bullet tonight. It's the bamboo.
Y'all, she said she got her fucking brain on a fucking fishing rod.
It's on a fishing rod. It's on the hook. I have to wheel it back in. Reel it in, bitch. Reel it in. You guys remember that? You remember that fucking game, Reel 'em In? Reel 'em In!
Oh my God, no. Do you remember that? I never played that game.
You heard it.
I've heard of it, yeah, but I've never played it.
Yeah, it was like some back in the day shit. Reel 'em In.
No.
And the guy would always say that. You could tell it was a white man.
What's wrong with that?
Reel 'em In. No. But when you're walking past, you could tell. You know how you can kind of tell who's talking? Hey, not all the time, but sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell it was a white guy. But when you turn around and look at the game, it's a white guy on there.
Oh.
Talking about reel 'em In. Reel 'em In. Y'all, reel 'em In. It's either, a fishing game.
Y'all either reel 'em In or will 'em In. Whatever you want to
do. Reel them in. Reel 'em In. Why do I keep saying it?
I don't know, y'all. Idea. This shit is going south, y'all.
Hold on. Wait. Another side fucking shit. Don't you hate when you go somewhere and I'm just looking at your fucking apple pie box right now or a bag or whatever. When you go somewhere to get something specific and they don't fucking have it, there are so many fucking times I went to fucking McDonald's and they're like, oh, the ice cream machine is broke. Bitch, fuck you.
Whoa.
Fuck you.
Honestly, lately.
Or you go to get like one specific thing and they ain't got it.
That McDonald's ice cream been trash lately, Lo.
I don't know anything about the McDonald's ice cream. This is like back in the day I'm talking about.
Oh.
If you ask me, I like Burger King's ice cream better than McDonald's.
I didn't even know Burger King had ice cream. So.
Wow.
There we go.
They have to compete. They have ice cream. I would not put their ice cream on an apple pie, but I would put McDonald's ice cream on an apple pie.
But you know what is fire from McDonald's? That Oreo McFlurry. Ooh, that motherfucker is crack.
It's just so much.
It's just a lot of Oreo.
The snack one is still too much for me.
Hey, extra Oreo.
Oh, hell no. Sir, please do not. That's too much. I just need you to dump the Oreo one time.
What you want? Light Oreo?
Yes, light Oreo. Lots of ice cream. Ugh, I cannot. And then they don't even be blended up very well. So you get like all the Oreo at one time. I'm just like, no.
You get big ass chunks of Oreo in your fucking teeth.
I'm not a chocolate person. I can't do it. And that's like fudge chocolate Oreos are.
Ooh.
Well, they're not dark chocolate. They gotta be like fudge chocolate.
Whatever. Oh, no, it's bullshit. Oreos is bullshit. You know that cream filling shit they got in the middle is trash.
No, I know, but we're just talking about a shake. The McFlurry, bitch, that you fucking brought up.
Yeah, the Oreo McFlurry. But they only using the crumbles. They ain't using the actual, they ain't putting a whole fucking Oreo in that, bitch. It's Oreo crumbles.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yes, but it's still fucking Oreo. If they don't put no Oreo in there, this is false advertising because they literally say they put an Oreo in there.
Why are you mad about it?
Because I'm not really mad. But my thing is, like, they can't be putting, like, Safeway.
Oh, girl.
He's in there.
I don't want that Costco shit.
Exactly. They have to be putting real Oreos in there because on the menu it says Oreos. However, I do know people lie.
Hey, you've been
Companies
a Dairy Queen.
Lie.
You've been a Dairy Queen, haven't you?
Not recently. I haven't
they
been
gotta
in
flip,
years.
They got to flip over to Blizzard. If the Blizzard fucking fall, you get the Blizzard for free.
Oh, yeah. But that's been a thing for so long. Yeah, I know. I do know that, but I've never seen a blizzard fall, and they always flip it over. But let me just say this. They be flipping that motherfucker fast. They be flipping that motherfucker fast.
You know that motherfucker gonna fall. They leave that bitch for 10 seconds.
Exactly. I be feeling the same way. If you just left it a little bit longer, that motherfucker would have fell. Now, I don't say nothing. I just pay my money. But it's been a long time since I've been to Dairy Queen. I just, the one by us, the customer service is so bad, and they have so many fucking young kids working in there. It's just ridiculous.
That's every Dairy Queen.
I thought it was, too.
It is.
But, you know, Tropical Smoothie is the same way. They hire a bunch of young children.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I cannot be dealing with your attitude right now. But Dave, what is this? Dutch Bros.
Oh.
Dutch Bros has a lot of young people working there as well. However, the people at Dutch Bros are so well-mannered.
Yeah.
It's different kind of, different standards, I was saying.
Yeah, if you work at Dutch Bros, like, you have to literally take a happy class.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm happy all the time. Hey, welcome to Dutch Bros. What can
welcome
I get you?
Welcome to Dutch Bros. How can I help you? Have an amazing Dutch Bro day. Amazing. Yeah,
here's a sticker.
Oh, the stickers. My gosh. I just always, no. I don't want any stickers.
Oh,
I don't want
gosh,
that.
Oh, my gosh. You can't even have a sticker?
I don't, what the fuck I'm going to do with the sticker? I am a grown-ass woman.
Oh, okay? My gosh. Grown women can't hang out with stickers?
Yeah, they can if they got something to do with them. But I got nothing for these stickers. I don't want them. Do not give it to me. It's junk in my car.
Did you know that there's a car that has nothing but stickers on it? A car. Like, they just put stickers on their car.
That's gross.
All over the whole fucking car.
I think more than one bumper sticker is too many.
I don't even like bumper stickers.
I would never put that shit on my car.
No, give me like a rhinestone, like,
what? Okay, a license, rhinestone isn't really...
License plate or something.
That's not the same thing. I was just about to talk about my license plate. My license plate is personalized. But I would never put anything on my car. Like a sticker? No. No. A so skin, like, maybe. So but like, not like a decal or something.
So like you would never, like, if you had another baby, you would never put the baby on board?
Hell no.
You don't like those people?
First of all, I'm not about to let your ass know that I got a baby in here. Okay? I don't know who the fuck you are. You might be in the fucking stealing babies.
Wait, what about those people who put their whole family on the back of the car?
Why?
I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Why are you letting me know that Ashley, Sally, and fucking whoever is in your family so that when you get out that motherfucker and they call your baby's name, they thinking like, oh, well, you must know me because you know my name.
Winston.
Winston, come here. I know your mom, Sally.
Oh, girl, they be having a dog on there, too.
They be having everybody on there.
You'll
I cannot.
You'll
Have
see
you ever seen the AK-47s and they got names under them? Girl, that's the craziest shit.
Wait, hold on, bitch. Who got
that
them?
Gun? Yeah. I've seen the guns lined up. They're like big
hold
guns.
Hold on, who the fuck is
little
this?
Little baby guns. Yeah, and they
that's
have
that's the Make America Great motherfucker.
Exactly who that is. That's exactly who that is. And I'm just like, this is who you raising. This is who you raising. They going to school with my kids. I can't. It's just so crazy. People are so crazy. I'm not putting shit on my fucking car. One, I don't want you keying my shit. Two, I don't want you knowing who the fuck in my family. Three, I don't want you knowing too much about my motherfucking ass from my car.
Right.
Like, because they could be like, oh my gosh, Lexi, you're a Gemini. Bitch, mind your fucking business.
That's really crazy, though.
It is. People can tell a lot about you from your car. Don't nobody know what my license plate says. And I've gotten high fives and compliments and everything about my license plate, but I never, ever ask why. I just keep going on.
Everybody just make up their own shit.
I don't know why, but it's got something to do with something. I just, like,
some
okay.
Some type of
well,
fucking... You're in some type
your
of
license
fucking
plate
cult
is super
or some
cool.
Shit.
I'm like, okay, well, thank you. Okay. But it's really just for my babies.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what it means in the outside world. But I know what it is to me. So
some
I
type
mean,
of fucking emo band or some shit.
Maybe. I need to freaking research it, see how close we can get. But you know the letters will stand for different things, so I don't even know if I can get close.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyways, you guys, it's super fucking hot in here. If you're ready to wrap this up, I'm ready to wrap this up because I am burning the fuck up. I'm about to start fucking sweating. You guys, I got my birthday hair in.
All right, y'all. She got it going.
Okay.
She got it going over there.
Okay, but yeah.
I got nothing going over here.
Yeah, you were flexing on me last week. I see you got your shit all tied up today.
Oh, yeah. Y'all had the fro last week. I got my braids back in now.
You literally forgot.
I did. I forgot I had a fro last week. It's fucking wild, bruh. I don't do fros. Mm-mm. I get that shit tamed down quickly.
She was rocking it like she do it every day, okay? Hence the whole shenanigans on the podcast last week about your fucking hair.
Yeah.
Y'all like... the animosity. Anyways, you guys, thank you for tuning in tonight. We appreciate you.
Every week is great making episodes for you guys, so just keep supporting us and we'll keep
like this shit
bringing you that content.
Yes, and we will start streaming like ASAP. Hopefully we might have one more guest and then we're gonna start streaming. But other than that, we're trying to get that done for you guys. So we really appreciate your patience and the nonstop promise of streaming.
But it's coming.
It's coming.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Good night. Bye.
Bye.